sit back, save some money. Here's how. The Mortgage Show with Kerry Cardinal on News Talk 980 CJME.
Welcome to The Mortgage Show. Kerry Cardinal in the studio with me once again. Kerry, how are you?
Excellent. Chilly, but great.
Yeah, tis the season in more ways than one.
It is.
Things starting to cool off, but this is also kind of the time of year. People are kind of doing maybe a little planning ahead for holiday season and looking, okay, do we want to take the warm weather trip? Or, you know, what do we need for Christmas and what do we have to buy? And all those types of things. And you may be able to help them out here.
I may have something in my bag, my bag from Santa. No, what I want to talk about, Dave, today is the value of wholesale rate mortgages. Really simply, that's what I do. That's my passion. What I'm able to do for my clients is pass every dollar of savings into their pocket rather than the banks. And people say, well, I've dealt with the bank. They give me a good rate. They give me a discount. I understand, but are they giving you the very best rate? And just this past week, I met with a five-year client of mine that I had set up 5 years ago. He was up for renewal. Mm-hmm. And he really wasn't sure that I was able to get him a really good rate again because the bank had sent him this sheet, this renewal notice. And on the very bottom, it said, take advantage now, and it was bolded, and it said, you can get a new low rate if you sign now at 4.07% for a five-year term. And he said, but Kerry, I don't know if you can do better than this, and he pushed it across the desk. And I said, well, that's 4.07%. You've got $250,000 left on your mortgage. I can get you through the same bank 2.99%. And he said, well, what does that mean to me over the term? Over the term, you would overpay $12,084 by signing that low rate renewal.
Signing it now to get that.
Right. And so people say, well, how do you do it, Kerry? Very simply, I get a wholesale rate from the bank. I pass that wholesale rate along to you. There's no middleman. I get paid by the bank at the end of the day that gets the mortgage. I just recently refinanced somebody else that was doing some renos, and they said, but I don't understand why my bank won't give me the rate that you give me. I've dealt there my entire life.
Mm-hmm. And you feel like you're a loyal customer, and you're going, you know, why would they do this to me?
Right. And it's frustrating for my clients. And sometimes it's frustrating to me as well because they go back and forth and back and forth. Well, if they had such a great deal for you and if they were really looking out for your bottom line, would they not just give you the best rate off the hop rather than play this, okay, well, I'll go research, you know, four or five different banks and then I'll come back with the lowest rate and here's the paper and can you match that? I don't know. The Saskatchewan that I come from, the place that I was born and raised, which is Saskatchewan, Dave, I like to do things right the first time. If I've got a deal for you, I'm going to pass it along to you the first time. You don't have to smack me in the face with my competition's rate for me to get you a good deal. I give you the good rate very first time up front.
The best rate, very first time.
The best rate. And we're starting to call it, and I've heard it called this before, and I want to giggle when I say this, but the Kerry Cardinal Mortgage. Funny thing is, I'm her, but what we're looking at is tailoring a mortgage right to you. And when I think about tailoring, Dave, I don't know, have you ever put on an outfit that didn't fit?
Go there
with me in your mind for a moment. And as a woman, maybe other women can relate, but you know, a size that doesn't fit, a fabric that feels crunchy and just makes you feel grouchy. Now think of your favorite outfit and how you feel in that favorite outfit. It fits just right. The material is just right. Really, that's what I do for each and every client. I have so many examples I want to share today. I want to give you a pulse on the rates. I want to tell you how you can get in on these offers and when is your time, because I'm hearing so many people saying, when can I come? When can I come, Kerry? I want to tell you when you can come, 4 months in advance of your renewal date.
Mm-hmm. You've got lots of lead time. And I think sometimes people will go, oh, there's a renewal. Oh, but I've still got time. And they'll just maybe put it off, or they'll go, oh, I'll get to that or something. But the rates right now are still at the lowest they've been for a long, 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 long time.
Right.
You can lock in now, and even if rates go up, you get the lower rate. And if rates go down, you get the lower rate.
It's a win-win, and I'm seeing so many people, and in the last couple of months, renewing for February and March. And you know what they're saying? Carrie, take care of it. Our bank last time didn't give us any type of a deal. Please take care of it. We want to pay off some of our consumer debt. We want to pay off a home equity line of credit. We've got renovation plans. I've got some examples I want to share with you. Mm-hmm. If this is you, if you're sitting on a home equity line of credit, if you're sitting on consumer debt, if you've checked your credit card balances recently and went, ooh, that's getting pretty high, but hey, we're making progress on the mortgage. If you're paying more than 3% on those credit cards and you're not paying them off regularly, you're paying too much money on them. And somebody came to me the other day and said, well, yes, but you talk about these scenarios of stretching out your time. Do you stretch out everybody's time and give them X amount of years? No, not all the time. It's tailoring to your exact situation. I recently just refinanced a couple that had a $200,000 mortgage. House was worth about $500,000, and they wanted to do $60,000 in renovations. They were coming out of a rate at 3.99%. They had 15 years left on their mortgage. They have 10 years to retirement, but what they wanted to do was an extensive reno throughout the house and spend about $60,000. So what I did was I put together a new mortgage at $260,000 at 2.99%. I gave them two options: paying it off in 15 years, which they currently have, or paying it off in 10 years. What they chose to do, Dave, was to pay it off in 10 years. The 10 years at 2.99% for the $260,000 is about $2,500 a month, mm-hmm. and they are going to be mortgage free at retirement. So it's
with a renovated home.
With a renovated home. So it's and a $500,000 home is going to be paid off. They owe going to borrow $260 on it. So this is planning each and every client I sit down with personally and plan so that we're going to be able to achieve these financial goals. So it's important that we do this. It's important that we do this early, and I can give you the best option possible. In this case, it wasn't 30 years. It was 10.
Again, because you're having it absolutely custom fit and designed for each individual. Now, I know you've got a ton more examples. I want to get to those. We need to take a quick break, though.
For sure.
Now, this is Dave Arnold in the studio with Carrie Cardinal. Carrie's website is a great place to go to get a ton of information. You can actually even start the process online if you'd like to. CarrieCardinal.com. Back with more of The Mortgage Show on News Talk Radio.